Bereft, written by Chris Womersley and read by Dan Wiley. On the day 12-year-old Sarah Walker was murdered in 1909, a storm bullied its way across the western plains of New South Wales and unleashed itself on the fly-specked town of Flint. Sarah's murder became the warm, still heart of several days of frantic activity in which almost every one of the town's 200 or so residents had a tale of chaos or loss. Trees cowered and snapped in the winds. Horses bolted. Desperate to escape the river's rising waters, snakes invaded the Porteous house, forcing Mrs. Porteous and her two infant daughters to spend several hours perched atop the kitchen table, with dresses hoisted about their knees until husband Reginald returned from work to save them. Jack Sully, the blacksmith, broke his arm trying to secure his roof, although there were well-founded rumours he was actually drunk at the time. Dead cows, swollen tight, bobbled about in the floodwaters for days. And old Mrs. Mabel Crink lost her sight, which partly accounted for the name by which the maelstrom became known, the Blinder. Sarah's father, Nathaniel Walker, said he scoured the entire area for Sarah and her older brother, Quinn, neither of whom had been seen for most of the afternoon. He searched their usual hideaways, behind the chook shed, under the house, in the hollowed-out gum by the eastern fence of their property. Nothing. Eventually, he stumbled upon them in the abandoned shed by the lake at Wilson's Point, 2 miles from home. By then it was too late, of course. Nathaniel was speechless. The boy appealed to his father, but his words were drowned out by a rumble of thunder. Nathaniel's brother-in-law, Robert Dalton, appeared huffing that very moment at Nathaniel's shoulder, saying, "Good God, what happened here?" Even though, what with the blood on Sarah's thigh, the disarranged clothing, the knife in Quinn's fist, and the blue of his sister's lips, blind Freddy could have seen what had taken place. Young Quinn flung down the knife, clambered through a hole in the shed wall and vanished into the storming darkness. It all happened so quickly. Nathaniel and Robert were too stunned to give chase. The boy was able to slip away unhindered.